Halifax, Paul McCartney here.
Hey there, Halifax. This is Sarah McLachlan.
Hi, this is Pete Best, original Beatles drummer, and you're listening to Jamie Patterson.
This is Daniel Powder, and you're listening to Jamie and Lisa.
Hey, this is Megan Smith, and you're listening to Jamie and Lisa.
The Halifax Daily News from the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Monday, June the 16th. Welcome back to the Beaver Bank Bunker for the Halifax Daily News.
And to all you dads out there, hope you all had a wonderful Father's Day.
Thank you very much, by the way. Lisa got me underwear and socks, and I'm not even your father.
I know.
Who's your father?
Who's your father?
Well, your father and your mother got me a house, so I think that's terrific.
Well, we can only hope, fingers crossed.
We've been talking about it enough. The Dare to Dream lottery, tickets still. I'll tell you, these are your best odds to win a dream house.
Yep.
They have to sell 35,000 to break even.
Correct.
Last time we checked, it was over 7,000, which is good, but still, that's not even close to what they need.
We can do better. We can do better than that for Bryony House.
Yeah. So get down there or check out the link. We have it, and check out the podcast that we did from the dream house. If you want to, just go into the archives, listen to it, and that way you'll know exactly what house I am going to win.
So by day, she is a mild-mannered casting agent.
Mm-hmm.
By night, she runs her own mouse reality show, or rat reality show.
What?
About 2 weeks ago, Erin Hennessy started live streaming a dollhouse in her home where she discovered mice were frequenting. And she called the live stream the Mouse Show. Now, just recently, she went to turn on the live stream and saw that all the furniture in the dollhouse had been turned around. And that's when she realized, this is not mice. She's got rats.
Why, rats are interior decorators by nature, and they turn furniture around, whereas mice don't do that?
Yeah. So she has now moved the setup, the dollhouse and whatnot, into her shed and watches the live streaming video of this. And it's actually a trend that is catching on around the world. It's called slow TV. It's a reality TV phenomenon where rodents run around providing hours of entertainment. Now, what Erin does is she puts chocolate chips in little crevices in and around the dollhouse for the rats to find. So the rats crawl up into this dollhouse and she watches them on the video stream.
Does anybody else watch this?
Anybody else can watch it as well.
Does anybody else watch this?
No, apparently so.
Really?
1,400 hits, yeah.
Wow.
The idea comes from a show in Norway where birds eat at a bird feeder that's dressed up as a bar. And she tried to replicate that idea but didn't have any luck, so she turned to the mouse/rat idea instead. And she says she finds it really compelling. She says, I don't know why I can't stop. And she says she's talked to people who sit there and watch it for like 6-7 hours at a time. Now, sadly, the mouse show may be coming to an end soon because once her neighbors find out that she's actually attracting these rats to come to the house.
Hope they're not podcast listeners, Erin. I may never get a gig again.
Well, this is both frightening and frightening. Two 14-year-olds out in Winnipeg, they are the toast of the town after they easily hacked into a Bank of Montreal ATM last week and told the $500 billion company that it was long past time to do a security upgrade. Now, this started to unfold last Tuesday. Little guys named Matthew Hewlett and Caleb Turon, they're both in ninth grade, they found an ATM operator's manual online. Apparently, it's very easy to do. You just Google it, and there it is. And it showed how incredibly easy it was to take control of all the money machines around their city. So they decided to try their luck on a Wednesday lunch hour. They went to an area in Winnipeg, found an ATM, and they followed the instruction manual's direction to the letter. They were asked for one password to gain access to the machine to get it into operator mode. They took a long shot at a common 6-digit password. Now, they don't reveal what the password is, but let's assume it's 123456, which is one of the most common passwords in the world. Lo and behold, they found themselves in control of the machine. So what did they do? Did they clear it out of all of its money and walk away?
Too many security cameras for that.
They actually walked into the branch, asked to see the branch manager, and told them that they had just hacked their ATM.
So they actually did this through the ATM keyboard
just
at the front?
The
regular
ATM
keyboard that we can all access?
Yes, indeed. Yep. They just followed the directions in the instruction manual that they found online. Now, the branch manager at the bank didn't take them seriously at first. They had to, like, physically prove that they had put this machine into operator mode before they were believed. And they actually had to go out and print out documents from the machine.
For them to believe them.
For them to believe them, yeah. So
at which time they were promptly arrested and are now serving the rest of their lives behind bars.
No, they even went as far as to change the ATM startup greeting to "go away, this ATM has been hacked." That's when they were finally believed. And then the branch contacted the company's head of security. In return for their help, the bank's financial services coordinator wrote a letter to the teen school explaining why they didn't come back from their lunch hour on time.
I don't know. Don't you think they deserve some kind of a reward or something? They pay a lot of money.
Absolutely.
To do that, to debug systems like that. I mean, that is a profession. Those kids should get something. I mean, you think that the bank's got enough money that they'd be able to, you know, thank these kids.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's scary.
They could have walked away with a whole bootload of money, really.
Absolutely. Frightening to believe that a $500 billion corporation, a bank,
mm-hmm.
can be taken down by 2 14-year-olds and a single password.
I want to know where that manual is online. I bet you can't get to that anymore.
Up until last Tuesday, apparently you could just Google, you know, ATM operator's manual, and you could find it online.
Put your card in there, then press the pound sign, and then 0, 1, 2, 3.
Well, it just had all the codes and everything that you needed, and all they had to do was guess at one password and one password only, and they managed to get it.
Boy, they could have obtained all sorts of information about the bankers, about. Like, that's...
Well, I mean, they were able to find out how much money was currently in the machine, how many withdrawals had happened that day.
Were they allowed to get at any money, do you think?
Absolutely.
They could have dispensed money to themselves.
Yes, absolutely they could have done that.
I'm getting ideas now.
Except you're not 14 years old. Somehow I don't think the bank would be nearly as forgiving.
Yeah, and I'm not 14 years old, so I know nothing about computers.
Mm.
I have a tough enough time with that tap thing. Have you ever been able to get that to work? You tap
card? No, I've never signed on to that.
I did that once at Superstore.
Yeah.
And it allowed me. And you don't have to sign anything?
Well,
or
see, I thought it was only for purchases under $50.
All I know is I've tried it that one time and it worked. Ever since then, I've been trying it, and it just goes, please insert your card, and it doesn't let me do it at all.
Yeah, I think it's an amount issue. I think it's got to be under $50. Otherwise, you have to sign for it.
Oh, wow, then.
A big spender.
Of course, every purchase I make is always huge.
Hey, speaking of retail, this is one of my favorite parts of Haligonia.ca. Retails, it's called. And it's sort of a listing of what's going on in the retail world in town.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting that a guy who writes retails was in Alberta and visited the Costco liquor store.
You know, in the future, we're going to get a lot of these bloggers from Haligonia.ca on
yes.
the show.
Yeah.
Chat with them and dive deep into the stories. So if you see something on Haligonia.ca that you'd like further information about, tell us. And we'll track them down and get them on the show and discuss.
Mm. So anyway, this guy visited the Costco liquor store. Bottle of scotch there that sells at the NSLC for $120. $80 at the Costco in Alberta.
I'm thinking we don't have a liquor store in our Costco.
No, we don't. So, some interesting information. It's kind of vague at this point, but looks like Bubba Ray's might be opening a second location. They're apparently looking somewhere in the Fairview area. That's about all the solid information we've been able to get, or at least retails has been able to get. But best guess is that they're going to be taking over the former Red Fox Tavern from Bears Road Shopping Center.
Yeah.
Kind of sad news. Woody's Barbecue in Dartmouth Crossing has closed. Sign on the door is redirecting folks to Larry Utech, which is too bad because they had some damn fine barbecue.
Oh, so there is another location.
Yes, there is.
So if you have one of those cards, gift cards to Woody's, you can still use it at the Larry Utech location.
Best to my knowledge, yes.
Okay, go. Yep. You should try it. Good comfort food there. Mm. Love it.
Here's an interesting idea. Honeybee Vintage Bridal. It's an up-and-coming vintage and consignment bridal and fancy dress store, and it's going to be opening in August at 2130 Gottigen Street, sort of reminiscent of the old Winchesters that used to be on Gottigen Street.
Mm.
For many, many years, Winchesters was the go-to place for
bridal gowns and things?
For bridal gowns, fancy dress. That's where I bought my prom gown, I remember, way back in the day. geez, right up until it closed, it was a going concern. So it's kind of nice to see a bridal shop reopening down on Gottingen Street.
A lot of stuff is reopened on Gottingen Street.
Mm-hmm.
When Greg Proops had his podcast, when he actually taped his podcast here in town, he did his podcast at Company House.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little place.
Yeah.
It's sweet. It's quaint. There are a lot of those going down Gottingen Street, which is great. A lot of people haven't been on Gottingen Street in quite some time when things started closing down back in the 90s, and it has become the place to go now.
A lot of changes coming to Halifax Shopping Center as well. Looks like Dollarama is going to be moving across the street to where Pennington's used to be. H&M was rumored to be opening up a store in Halifax Shopping Center, but doesn't look like it's going to happen this year. The mall does plan to renovate the old bowling alley space, though, and that apparently is where the food court is going. And the food court, of course, that big space would be open, and that was originally rumored to be the new location of H&M. And kind of sad that the rain certainly put a damper on a lot of stuff going on this weekend. The play-on tournament was busy.
Playing on the water is what they were playing.
Saw a hashtag rain on as opposed to play on. Hopefully we got a winner out of the whole thing.
The rain didn't dampen the spirits of everybody who was at the Walk for MD, though, on Saturday.
Yes.
You know what? We did it indoors, which was neat. Took the pedway. We said, okay, goodbye. We said goodbye to them, and they all trotted off towards the casino.
Mm.
That was really smart. Then we're going, we're never going to see them again. They're going to double down on something. But no, they turned around, came back, raised a lot of money. And you know what? That just gets more successful every year, indoor or out.
Something else that keeps getting more successful every year is the Zombie Walk. We had about 100 people staggering through downtown Halifax on Sunday afternoon for the annual Zombie Walk. We had everything from undead prom queens to golfers, doctors, and they all made their way through the public gardens and along Spring Garden Road with all their gruesome face paint. Kids, dogs, you name it, they were all there. Even people coming from far away as Bridgewater to participate for this. So if you were downtown Halifax and around the public gardens on Sunday and saw all these zombies, that's what was going on. 100 people, which is down a little bit, but they blame the weather and the fact that it was Father's Day for that.
Now, why were they having a zombie walk on Father's Day?
I don't know. Good question.
Is that a father thing?
The Untouchables was on, too.
No, that's a good movie. That's the thing. Dads want to watch stuff like The Untouchables. Put on any Rocky movie. That's always good.
Oh, yeah.
Rambo. You know, we want to watch shit blow up.
And something strange going on Saturday afternoon, Victoria Park. It was the Halley Dance Train. Had not a huge turn, only about 20 people, but they were hopping, skipping, and dancing their way around Victoria Park. And certainly drew more than a few curious looks. They did draw a few passers-by into their line dance as well. It was organized by a group called Start With a Smile, and it was designed to make people have at least a little bit of fun, all without worrying about how ridiculous they may or may not have looked.
And I do want to make one correction from Friday's podcast.
Yes.
We were talking about Main Street Matters, the fact that Quinpool Road won, and that the mayor is going to apply the last brush stroke, and it's going to be this great celebration. We said Saturday the 24th. That is this upcoming Saturday, being the 21st, I believe.
21st, yes. Jeez, I misread the date on my phone. Obviously, I need those bifocals more than I thought.
Join. Come to the dark side. Progressives, that's the way to go. You know what? For a man who never, ever wore glasses until just a couple of years ago, and then it was three pairs for different things. These progressives are pretty cool.
Well, what was the complaint that you had yesterday trying to shave?
I'm shaving.
You're at the stage now.
I have progressives, so I look through the top part of my glasses at things far away.
Correct.
And then the closer, you know, things are, the further down on my lens I look.
Right.
And, well, when I'm shaving, if I'm shaving under my neck, I have to bend my head back.
Correct.
So I'm looking out of the bottom part of my glasses.
Right.
So everything's kind of magnified and it looks really weird.
Yeah.
So then I have to tilt my head forward in order to look out the top part of my glasses. And then I don't see under my chin where I'm shaving. It's a real dilemma. And I know what you're saying. Why don't you just take your freaking glasses off?
Yeah.
Because I have come to rely on these glasses so much that I just take them off. I can't see a damn thing. Now I'm shaving this big blob in the mirror, and that's really frightening. That's when you start cutting arteries and stuff. So shaving is quite an ordeal with progressives. Modern world problems, folks.
It sucks really, to get old, doesn't it? Know,
there are some people in the world who don't have mirrors.
Wide swath of the population on this earth that just shaved with a sharpened rock.
That's the only, there's a group of people in this world never seen their reflection. All right. So that's the podcast for this Monday, June the 16th. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Until then.